USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse, the teenager who fatally shot two protesters and injured another last year, sparked protests in cities across the United States this weekend. In Chicago, civil rights advocate Jesse Jackson led a demonstration on Saturday through the city's downtown area.
Keep alive, alive.
Hundreds of people could be seen in one video holding signs and banners marching down the street. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis continues to take on tyrannical COVID policies and win, thanks to a recent law putting restrictions on companies that mandate the vaccine for employees. Disney has now dropped their vaccine requirement for employees. Any workers fired because of the vaccine mandate could be rehired. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they could afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
The Biden administration has put it on American taxpayers to fund illegal immigration, drug and sex trafficking, to the point President Joe Biden and Border Czar Vice President Kamala Harris should be sued for wreaking havoc on the United States, according to Representative Louie Gohmert, Republican of Texas, on Newsmax.
It's just fortunate for Biden and Harris that they can't be sued as government officials because they have wreaked so much havoc in the United States.
The UK Health Security Agency released its weekly COVID-19 vaccine surveillance report in England as of November 18th. The data was broken into 10-year age groups. From the age group of 50 and older, there were more COVID-19 deaths from people who were fully vaccinated than not. 2,823 total deaths were reported compared to 587 deaths who were unvaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Biden nominates two new postal officials.
President Biden has nominated Derek Kahn and Daniel Tangerlini to positions on the U.S. Postal Service's governing board. They'll replace two allies of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, whose terms are now expiring, Ron Blum and John Barger. The announcement comes after scrutiny of DeJoy, whose plans to cut costs at the Postal Service has led to slower mail delivery. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Anti-vaccination protests took place in major cities across the world on Saturday as a backlash to the rising tide of mandates. Protests in Los Angeles, New York, London, Paris, Zagreb, Madrid, Canada, and several U.S. states were noted in the media. European cities saw large turnouts, crowds estimated at more than 120,000 across various cities in France, part of an ongoing series that has now extended for more than 2 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.